Days passed. London, Grosvenor Square, 1901. On the night of the death of Queen Victoria, the bells of London erupted into clamorous alarm. Matthew Fairchild also grieved, but not for a dead queen. He grieved for the loss of someone he had never known, for a life that had ended, for a future whose happiness would always be tainted with the shadow of what he had done. He knelt before the statue of Jonathan Shadowhunter in his family's parlour, his hands covered in ash. "Bless me," he said haltingly, "for I have sinned. I have..." He stopped, unable to say the words. "Tonight, someone died because of me, because of my actions. Someone I loved, someone I didn't know, but I loved them just the same." He had thought the prayer might help. It did not. He had shared his secret with Jonathan Shadowhunter, but he would never share it with anyone else. Not his parabatai, not his parents, not a single friend or stranger. From that night on, an impassable chasm opened between Matthew and the whole world. None of them knew it, but he was cut off from them forever, in all the ways that mattered. But that was as it should be, Matthew thought. After all, he had committed murder.